Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with the Rachmesh of Karebi on Parshas Kisavo, Elo Tavshin Pegimel Lunshbe Nishmas, Eset Tehila Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas, and also for the Rebbe's Neshama, the Imras Tahoros Zuchus Yogin Aleinu. First idea comes to the Magid of Trisk, the Magid of Ron, the Hayak Kisavo, Elo Aretz, Chavav Av, Obadi Pasuk Tar Parsha. When you come to the land, we know from the Arizal and from the Zohar that every month has a different Shem Hashem. The Haya Vav He Yud He is actually the Shem Hashem for the month of Tishrei. And we know of also the Haya in the world of Nigla, right? In the world of Nisr, the Haya, the world of hidden Torah, secrets of Torah, the Haya represents the month of Tishrei. The Haya is also El Lashon Simcha. Now the Gemara tells us in Megillah and in Bereishis Rabbah. So how do these two coincide? It's very simple, says the Trisker Magid. Hayne Shagam, Rosh Hashanah Danis Kol. Oh, Rosh Hashanah's coming. The Rebbe Hashem is going to judge the entire world. B'chol Ad Mitzrayim Misar Beliba Pachar Yom Adin. Mi Lo Yischam Yisin. Who's not going to be scared from the Yom Adin's coming? V'Haya is coming. Kisavo is coming. V'Haya is Tishrei. But says the Rebbe, Im Kolzet Tzrichel Yos B'Simcha. It's got to be together with joy. Yira leads to Simcha, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim Perek Beis. Pasuk Al Yud Aleph, the Gilu Barada, to rejoice in trepidation. Shetzrichin Liftoyach Ba Hashem Yisparch Sheyotzi Amishpel Oyv Yud Nifkodem L'Chaim. Every single one of us have to anticipate and get ready our month of El with Yiras Shemayim. But once Rosh Hashanah comes, specifically even in the month of El, to have that joy and to have that confidence and to have that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not in a fake way, but in a real way, the Gilu Barada. When our Yiras Shemayim leads to Simcha, that's real year. And this is not a stira. Look at the Rabbeinu Yonah and Dapei Arif Chav Alf and Brachas. When it comes to human nature, yeah, humans can't be scared and happy at the same time. But when it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, comes to Yiddishkeit, it's the opposite. Just look at it, and when you're in a Kedusha, and if you're in Hallel, you go through a slow niggin, you go a fast niggin, they feed off of each other. You're in Ahava year, they feed off of each other. Yes, so every single one of us is having Vahaya Kisava. Vahaya is Lashon of Tishrei. Vahaya it represents the month of Tishrei. It's coming, Kisava, it's coming. But ain't Vahaya Elashon Simcha. Make sure that you have Tishrei with your Shemayim and with the Mishpat's coming, but to make sure to do it with joy and enthusiasm and excitement for crowning the king once again. Idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chuas Chayin. A few psukim later, I think the next pasuk. The Lekachtem Reishis Kol Pri Adama. You have to make sure to take the first fruits, mitzvah Bikurim, and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratzo Lomar, it says the Chuas Chayin. Of Litz. Everything goes into Mekadosh Rishis. The Shem Yishmo has the same idea. All the Sar Mekadosh say, "As Yizkel is Yad Neshmad, Kol Ma'ase Ose Yia Al Derech HaToiv, Lo Yazena B'Yarah Etzer Horo." Kedi Yishem Mekadosh Rishis Nimtza Kedusha Hakol Davar. When a person sets the tone, when you set the tone in that first quarter of your morning, or the first quarter of your week, or the first quarter of your Shabbos, that sets the tone for everything else. It says the Chuas Chayin. That doesn't just apply for the regular days, but also applies for Rosh Hashanah. When a person is remembers an Elul and specific Rosh Hashanah, it sets a tone for all the entire year. And a person is careful for their Elul, specifically the Rosh Hashanah, just like Rosh Chodesh goes for the entire month, Rosh Hashanah goes for the entire year. When you're careful for your Rosh Hashanah, for your Shacharis and for your Marav, your Shacharis for Rosh Hashanah, your Marav takes care of all the nights, your Shacharis takes care of all the Shacharis for the whole entire day. At the end of the day, the Gemara says in Erevin, Gufo Basar Resha Gerera, that everything starts from the beginning. Everything starts from the beginning. How important is it to be able to make sure to restart the beginning? But we can't start from the beginning unless we end strong. Unless we end strong. This is exactly what the Kutzker said. Yiskaber Karim, you have to wake up strong in the morning. Tohachad Shulchan Aruch. But says the Kutzker, yeah, but you also have to go to sleep like a lion. You can't just wake up like a lion, go to sleep like a lion. You have to know sure how many hours do I need from sleep. The Chavetz Chaim is to close the base of Midrash. 12 o'clock. We can't wake up like a lion if you don't go to sleep like a lion. Everything starts from the beginning. Make sure to Mekadosh the beginning, and then everything flows from there. Beautiful Chuas Chayin. And a great application for Rosh Hashanah. The Shem Yishmor is a very similar idea as well. Start from the Chamudi Daniel. Idea number three. Idea number three is from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh V'Nitzach Hashem El Hashem Elokei Avaseinu. And we remember that we cried out to God, our forefathers, and He remembered us. Amalei V'Asachatzeinu. He remembered everything that we went through. Chavav Zayin. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains an amazing thing. We see from here Shetzorech Ha'odim L'Spal Hashem Ezrach B'Chol Yom L'Nosam Niyetzah Hara. That every single day, wasn't just we called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things were wrong in Egypt. No, every single day a Jew has to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can't do anything out without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. We can't do anything. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help to get to the Yitzhahara. Every single day the Yitzhahara is going to come for us, like the Gemara in Sukkah says, but without Hashem's help, we can't do anything. We can't do anything. And actually, if you look a few Pesukim later in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, it says, V'samachta b'chol ha-tov. Not only do we have to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, V'samachta b'chol ha-tov, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, if we only understood the great sweetness of Torah, we would go crazy for it. We'd go crazy for the Rabbanu Shem, we would have no taiva. That's what the Mount of El is all about, to make sure to put our kishkas into our tefillah, our kishkas into our Torah, to find the anila doidi vidoidi li in our davening, to find the anila doidi vidoidi li in our learning, and to find the anila vidoidi li overall in our avodas Hashem. That is the ultimate way to constantly on the offense against the Yitzhara, and to be zocha, to have a ktsivich simatoiva, to have a Torah and a tefillah, to kol kol Yaakov, enai daimide esav. The Medrash says, kol Yaakov, and the Medrash Nagra explains, kol Torah, kol tefillah, Esav can't touch us. Well, we're strong in our Torah and feel Esav can't touch us. Yitzhar can't touch us. But it's got to be real. Like Rabbi Kalish said, it can't just be stam, just rote. It's got to be with Echsav Noyim Shabbos. It's got to be in a deep, sincere, authentic relationship in our Torah and feel that'll trickle down to our children. Let's review these three ideas. We start off saying, V'hayah Kisavo El Arts V'hayah is the Shema Hashem from the month of Tishrei. Says the Trishka Magid, V'hayah Kisavo, it's coming. Tishrei is coming. And that's a mishpat, that's a din, it's a yom adin. But ain't V'hayah Elash and Simcha. We have to make sure to do it with joy. And the Gilu Brad, it's not a steer of the Gilu Brad, but we rejoice in the trepidation, that we know that we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us in the mishpat. Look at the Rabbeinu Yonah, Da Perif, and Chav Af, that when it comes to human nature, yeah, they can't go together rejoicing in trepidation, but in Yiddishkeit, Yir Shemaim leads to true simcha. The true Chen, L'kachtem Reishas Kol Priyadal, make sure to set the tone strong, the Bikurim, and that sets the tone for everything else to be done with Dusha B'Tahara. It says the true Chen, that's the same thing with Rosh Hashanah. When we're careful with Rosh Hashanah, we're careful with our Marv, we're careful with our Shachras, we're careful with everything, then that sets the tone for the rest of the entire year. And finally, the third and final idea from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, V'nitzak Ad Hashem Elokei Avasinu, to make sure that every single day is a battle, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His help every single minute, every single day. And look at the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh a few psukim later. V'samach b'chol ha-tov en tov el ha-torah, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos and the Gemara in Brachos. When the pasuk says tov anywhere, it refers to Torah. And if we only knew the greatness and sweetness of Torah, we wouldn't go after any taiva. But if we have to find la'ani le'dodi v'dodi li in our Torah and our tefillah, that we're not running after any taiva. We should be zochav ez Hashem Yisbach to get ready with Yir Shemaim and with Ruchu Simcha. And to understand, to set the tone with Kedusha B'Tahara, everything goes after the Gemara Aaron says in Daf Mem Aleph, everything goes from Kufa Basa Reisha Greira, to set the tone with Kedusha and Tahara. And finally, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always call out to Him in our Torah, in our Tefillah and our Torah for His help and His guidance always. Wishing everyone a Tzivik Sim Tov Gid Gaben Shalom.